Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Rich Evans with us, live in Montana. And he mentioned the governor of Michigan's husband, who wanted to put the boat, the family boat, in the water for Memorial Day. And the quote is... He said to the people at the dock, "I'm the husband to the governor. Will this make a difference?" End quote. And why did he say that? Because they said, "We can't put your boat in the water. We've been backlogged, and you're on the list." But he wanted to be moved up. Me first. Narcissistic. Self-important. That's what it appears to be like to me. So what's happening across America is people have had it. They've absolutely had it. They've had it with Bill Gates. They've had it with pretty much everything that the government has done. Lockdown, no lockdown, lockdown, no lockdown. They've had it with, you can catch it from, I'm talking about the virus, from touching something that's been handled by someone before. Minutes before, hours before, they keep changing their mind. 6 feet, 27 feet distance. No one knows what to do because the information is contradictory. There are reports on the internet that that we've passed the worst of it. And then there are reports that we haven't passed the worst of it. There are reports that the numbers are undercounted, meaning the deaths. Then there are reports that they're overcounted. So it's really, really difficult to figure out what's going on. So what we've been trying to do for years is to teach people how to think for themselves. Because you absolutely, positively cannot believe what you read, hear, and learn from the internet. Or mainstream media. And if you think that the economy is going to rebound, and then you find out that the facts, such as the Chicago Fed National Activity Index, is the worst it's ever been, which is the sum of over 85 actually, individual indicators. If you put all that together, and that's employment, unemployment, food, spending, earning, put all that together, and it's really negative more than it's ever been. And yet, the media is telling you that, you know, the worst is over and we're going to be doing fine. You got to have your head examined. We're not going to be fine for a long time, a really long time. So it's back to basics. It's make sure that you have food security, meaning enough food, enough water, and you could have gotten out of Dodge. Now, if you did get out of Dodge and you've done what Rich Sheban and I have been talking about for years, you know, not quite 10 years, but darn close. If you have done that, I'd love to hear about it on Thursday. Give me a call and let me know what you've learned by trying what we have suggested you consider doing here at USA Prepares. Have you gotten out of Dodge? Have you built your own garden? Have you started working on your own cars? Have you quit your job and become an entrepreneur? Have you retired and pursued some of the things that Rich has been talking about, and Gwyneth and I and the rest of the faculty here at USA Prepares? Did it work or not? So on Thursday, please give me a call, 866-582-9933. I don't want to talk about things other than that. Just if you've tried some of the things that we've suggested, has it been a flop? Has it been a failure? Has it been a success? Why do you think so? Rich, any comments about that?
I do. What I'd like to do, if it's okay with you, Vince, I'm separating articles right here. You talked about basically the Democrat blue state hypocrisies and double standards and things like that. And you also talked about what to believe regarding the coronavirus. So I would like to address that with up-to-date articles, if I may, please.
Of course.
Thank you. Okay, first article, folks. Joe Biden, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, then you ain't black, unquote. This hit the airwaves a few days ago, big time. Biden audio leaked details, $1 billion offer to fire Burisma prosecutor investigating Hunter. How come, folks, it's normal when Joe Biden can use $1 billion of U.S. taxpayer dollars, this is regarding Ukraine, to stop investigations against his son, but it's an impeachable offense if Donald Trump inquires about it? And at the same time, Obama and Biden are spying on Trump and his people, running a coup and shadowing him around the world, committing treason and sedition. How is this possible in America? Next article. Biden says he called for a pandemic shutdown 1 week earlier than Trump. No, he didn't. It's all hoaxes, propaganda, false flags, lying, gaslighting. That's all it is. That's what the mainstream media is. That's it. Next article. Left-wing columnist. I would vote for Joe Biden if he boiled babies and ate them. Nice. Isn't it great to be a Democrat? Tolerance. Joe Biden can boil babies and eat them. Now, that's tolerance, and she will still vote for him. You betcha. That's what we want. Next article. Ripping off taxpayers for vacations at North Carolina beach home. This is the governor of Virginia. He spent 65 days funded by the taxpayers to go to his beach house on you. Congratulations, taxpayers. Next article. Susan Rice says White House counsel instructed her to write a strange Flynn email. How are we living in this world, this Twilight Zone episode, where Stacey Abrams, as per the Washington Post, is a supermodel? And Susan Rice can write emails to herself to practice her writing skills. We are being biologically, chemically, economically, psychologically, technologically, and politically poisoned and controlled. Next article. Ilhan Omar. I will vote for Biden even though I believe Tara Reid. And Tara Reid is the woman that Joe Biden says was fingering her. And we're on AM and FM, that's about as far as I can go. And remember all these comments about Donald Trump when he said privately about grabbing something when Joe Biden literally fingered this woman, and this woman is, well, she'll probably get some restitution under the table in a back room and not be paid publicly. Next article, Planned Parenthood.
The government has a fund for this. They have a fund to pay off people whom claim abuse by Congress. Senators,
yes, I call it the Bimbo Slush Fund. I've mentioned it many times. Since the late 90s, this fund has been present. Now, it might not be on paper today. They might have it disguised under some other different term, but they've had this fund for many, many decades. Next article, Planned Parenthood affiliates receive $80 billion in PPP loans. So congratulations, folks. The institution that basically was created to reduce the black population And Margaret Sanger admitted this, video, audio, and transcript. And you taxpayers are funding them for $80 million in PPP loans, which most of it they probably won't even pay back. And the media, NGOs, are outraged by the country of Hungary that now defines sex as biological, what you're born with. Can you believe it? People are using logic and common sense over political correctness. How dare they? Okay, and now let me mention a few articles, Vince, regarding what to believe on the COVID deaths. Washington State admits to counting gunshot victims as COVID deaths. These are all published articles in the public domain, folks. Over 20 million people entered the UK with no COVID-19 health checks. That means countries are allowing them to come in with no health checks while quarantining our people. This is a totalitarian, submissive takeover. They want to break your will. Next article, grandma killer. Cuomo sent 4,300 patients back to nursing homes despite positive COVID-19 tests. DeSantis saved thousands while Cuomo murdered thousands because DeSantis from Florida kept them in hospitals. You people who lost your parents and your grandparents, you want to sue the living bejesus out of Cuomo.
Cuomo was known as the grandma killer. Rich, I just want to let you know we've got Bob on hold in Michigan with an update about the recall of Governor Whitmer.
Okay, good deal. One more article, and then I'll let Bob take over here. Bob, Amy Klobuchar finally and reluctantly admits that her HCQ saved her husband's life. See, we're not getting truth here. We're just getting propaganda to hold the narrative. That's all it is. I mean, even doctors like Tom McGremis are saying that the risk of dying from this is now hundredths of 1%. And all these projections and modeling have lost credibility. Nothing matters anymore. And they're given this Moderna, these biotech small companies, all this money from the taxpayers and investors to come out with a vaccine. Do you really feel that you can trust these vaccines, folks, when you have the biggest names and the wealthiest people in the world demanding population decrease? Really? Okay, Vince, you can... I'll stop my rant here, and you can have Bob on for an update.
Yeah, Bob in Michigan, welcome.
Hey, I just thought I'd there is a recall petition on the site is called change.org, and according to their latest, they have 346,603 signatures. For a recall, they're trying to get to 500,000. So, again, it's change.org is where you can sign. You could sign the petition.
Okay, Bob, we're going to be going into a break in just a few seconds. I want to let you know that I did get your email. I will give me your number. I'll call you this weekend. Do you have anything else that you want to share with our
yes,
class?
If you hold me over, I got something.
Absolutely.
All right.
Okay. All right, Richie and I and Bob will be right back after these few short commercial announcements. And thank you for calling in. Bob, we'll be with you in just a couple minutes.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade. Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks. And they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, SunnyBay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at SunnyBay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics.
Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Evans with us, and Bob is with us in Michigan. We're talking about the recall on Governor Whitmer. By the way, Bob, I do not have your phone number, so I responded to your email. Please respond with the phone number, and I'll call you this weekend.
Sure.
Please continue about the recall, please.
Well, no, I had a different thing. I'm just a comment on this whole virus.
Okay.
A plandemic, as it has been labeled. I think we're all familiar with the Die Hard movies.
Yeah.
Well, in every one of those movies, it was some criminal genius that concocted this completely convoluted and tricky plot that just, you know, got everybody totally confused while they pulled off a robbery or whatever crime they wanted to do. So, in other words, I was thinking, if they can come up with plots like that for a movie, why couldn't somebody come up with a real plot like that in the real world, which I think is what this whole virus scam is.
Their whole agenda was to crash the economy, to eliminate free market supply and demand, get rid of cash, centralize some type of government crypto, stop patriotic peaceful assembly, control technology, make us submissive, break our will, eliminate voting by mail.
Yep.
I mean, it's all the agendas, you know, increase big tech, make us starve. Eliminate our skill sets, depopulation, eliminate free speech, force vaccines on us and give us immunity passports, force lockdowns, house arrest, delegitimize work. I mean, we have talked about this. The agenda is very plain. They're telegraphing every punch. It's very obvious. And, you know, we really appreciate you talking about the recall on this frickin' corrupt governor. You know, when people are willing to be bought and paid for the elite's agenda and not the people's agenda, they are going to have to be taken care of one way or another. I'm not condoning the other, but I'm saying that we're to the point where we don't even have protection or restitution under the rule of law in this country anymore. And the liability immunity is going to the wrong people, to the most corrupt.
Yeah.
So what should the penalty be for people who have been elected to represent our interests, or people who are government employees who've been hired to represent our interests, both of which have been paid by we the people? What should the penalty be when they lie to us?
Well, that's a good question, Vince, because our judges and lawyers have been bought and paid for as well. And
I have an answer. I have an answer to that.
Okay.
Execution. When someone lies to us on a scale that hurts people, they should be executed. Now, for example, I have said that the coronavirus from day one is real, and we should prepare to survive it. That's number one. Number two is, after we survive it, then Lucille can come with us and we can go talk to these people. I've said that any, and I haven't changed my position one iota, that any and all of the conspiracy theories may actually be true. And I believe any and all of them are true, including the eugenics, the forced vaccinations, the collapse of the economy, the reset of the economy, the loss of houses, property to banks, the collapse of manufacturing, all of these things, depriving people of their rights, the vast spying network above us, alongside us. I mean, I'm talking about the cell phones. I'm talking about 3G, 4G, 5G. I'm talking about GPS. I'm talking about the Internet of Things. I'm talking about cars talking to cars. I'm talking about forced obsolescence. All of these things have ramped up so fast, we can't even read about them as fast as they're happening. We are being taken down. And, of course, it's really simple to see that this virus is the reason that we're being taken down. So what should the penalty be for people who lie to us, who work for the government, who allegedly represent our interests, and they don't? Execution, Bob?
Same thing as sedition or treason.
Absolutely.
So you hit the nail on the head there.
Bob, do you have any other comments that you'd like to share with us after the break?
No, that's it.
Bob, thanks so much for the call.
Thank you.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. Stocks are surging on Wall Street in morning trading so far. The New York Stock Exchange allowing a small group of traders back on the trading floor today after months of keeping them away because of the coronavirus pandemic. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo ringing the opening bell this morning. And the president of the exchange, Stacey Cunningham, says,
"The New York Stock Exchange facade is the face of capitalism, and we can set an example."
The economic slowdown so far not impacting home prices. The S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller Index just out finds prices increased nearly 4.5% in March. Things heat up across the Southwest this week, temperature-wise, threatening to break daily heat records from Sacramento to Phoenix. Heat advisories already in effect. That heat will start shifting towards the east come Friday. And this is USA Radio News.
So, you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
A Christian organization hoping to help out in the COVID-19 ravaged Navajo Nation. As president and CEO of Samaritan's Purse, Franklin Graham spent Memorial Day yesterday in Window Rock, Arizona, the Navajo Nation capital. The son of famed evangelist Billy Graham says his organization is hoping to open a hospital in that region. Scammers are bilking Americans out of millions of dollars with coronavirus scams. The Federal Trade Commission reporting over 52,000 complaints involving nearly $40 million in losses, and that was as of May 21st. They say the average victim has lost nearly $500. The FTC says one of the top COVID-19 scams is a text message you get that says victims should click on a link to provide personal information so that they can get a government refund. The U.S. Air Force is now ending height restrictions to make way for more women in the service. Until now, pilot applicants had to be at least 5'4". The average woman is about 5'3". While the Air Force approved most height waivers, they do say they didn't want to discourage nearly half of the female population from joining up, so now each pilot will be screened and placed in an aircraft specifically chosen to fit their body measurements. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
Winner today's hot.
Keep it. God, you're.
Take my. When you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Evans with us, and you know, we've been talking about the penalty for government employees and elected people lying to us, and I mentioned execution. Now, you know that that the police can lie to you, right? But you're not supposed to lie to them. They can say that's obstructing justice if you lie to them. So, why do we allow this? why do we allow a system where the police can lie to you? So if you go to a website, just type in, can the police lie to you? Okay, you'll find out that the police are allowed to lie to you, and people think that if you ask an undercover cop if he's a cop, he has to tell you. That's completely false. If you think about it practically, then everyone would go around any time committing crime, going to jail, saying, are you a cop? And the cop, but the police would, the system would fail. So police can lie to you. And it happens in lots of different ways. The police can arrest a person and say, okay, we've got your partner in the next room, and he's spilling his guts. Now, if you come clean, we're going to be easier on you. Well, first of all, the police don't have the power to come to make it easier on you. That's the prosecutor's decision. So law enforcement, it used to be called police, law enforcement are actually trained to deceive you, to get you to admit things. That's what they do. They snipe. They're peeping toms. They try to entrap you. And yet, we allow this. We allow them to lie to us. It's unacceptable. We should not allow them to lie to us. You know, we should set up websites across the country that when a cop lies to you, you get his picture with your cell phone and you put it on the website and you say, here's the cop, here's his name, here's his address, here's his phone number, here's where he lives, here's his family, here's his address, here's a picture of his house, here's what he did, and click here and you can watch the video of it. Imagine if that happened. They would be a lot more polite, wouldn't they? And they'd be a lot less likely to lie to us. But yeah, I guess we're going to have to wait for the reset. And we're seeing the evidence that it's coming. We're seeing these protests. We're seeing armed protesters. The government is actually afraid of us now. They are. Because they've seen that people are willing to show up with AR-15s, AK-47s, grenade launchers, rocket launchers in protests. They're starting to realize.
May I comment on what you just said?
One second. Yes, they're starting to realize that what the Imperial Japanese Navy thought in 1941 is actually true. There are a whole bunch of Americans that will come out behind every blade of grass and take action, and they're pushing us just about to that point. We are on the edge of the second American Revolution, brought to you by your government. Yes, Rich.
Well, what is brought to us by is the elites controlling people. Like I mentioned, what Lavoie Finnegan's daughter mentioned earlier today, who was shot by the FBI and evidence have been withheld. They are starting what's called a sovereign immunity doctrine. Basically, they are legitimizing brown shirts and mercenaries who are wearing badges. And this is why I always talk about practice what you preach laws. And we have to ask ourselves a question. Will the police arrest these governors and Democrats who are literally trying to conduct cheat by mail voting? Talk about illegitimate. I mean, there's a few articles I want to mention here. DNC Chair Perez says Trump is trying to steal election with cheat by mail flight or fight. Next article, Kamala Harris. Trump attempting to suppress the vote. You see what they're doing here? Merkley, GOP opposing mail-in voting to stop people of color from voting. Again, the victim group status card. They are insulting and degrading every group they can possibly get. Hold up. Next article. Breaking: South Philly elections judge pleads guilty to taking bribes and stuffing ballot boxes. Next article, massive problem with absentee ballot counting in Wisconsin, and Democrats want to make this nationwide. DOJ, Democrats paid Pennsylvania election officials to stuff ballot box. And here's an article, Donald Trump threatens to punish Michigan from governor for mailing absentee ballot applications to voters. Absolutely. We need to punish them. We need to arrest them. They need to be indicted. They need to be in prison. This is getting, I mean, every institution we have, colleges even, I mean, professors around America have been caught selling secret research to Chinese communist regime, and the mainstream media doesn't even report on it. list of people who have been caught. I've read it. And there's questions over Chinese influence emerging about Joe Biden's charitable organizations refuse to disclose funding. But yet they want Donald Trump's tax returns. It's over the top. Colorado State offers $1,500 for coronavirus aid checks to illegal alien students. So for people who never been to college, who have paid off their own college debts, the same people want you to pay the huge leverage of worthless degrees, where 90% are worthless, of malinvestment. They want you to pay for this and the cost shifting for education and for health care and for car insurance, because the illegal immigrants won't pay for that. We have to pay for that too. But the wealthy folks can bribe universities for their own kids and literally buy scholarships, buy test scores, and even buy degrees. And if that is not enough, Washington State loses more than $1 billion to unemployment fraud scammed by Nigerians. Our government is non-existent. It is beyond workable. It's too corrupt. And the people in there are taking every penny of the taxpayer dollars to fund their big pensions, benefit packages, and salaries, to fund their manufacturing perception of self-importance, and to fund their self-preservation. 95% of government needs to go. Needs to go. And if the money would benefit the poor middle class, like some of the ideas and solutions we've said on the show today and over the years, we would be a much happier country. But no, the powers that be want to reduce population. They have an addiction to power, money, and control. They want to kill everybody. Everything's propaganda, hoaxes, false flags, and lies. Everything. We are beyond 1984. Beyond Hegelian dialectic, beyond Twilight Zone, what any writer for the Twilight Zone could have come up with. They have literally delegitimized work and given free lunch to the elite and taken all the money from the bottom 93% and given it to super wealthy using divide and conquer strategies. And we have to put people's feet to the fire. We have to have practice what you preach laws. We have to end the brainwashing, the hypocrisy, and the double standards. People are being played, used as pawns. You're being duped, especially for those people who are sticking up for your group, your hyphen, and your pronoun. We need to start being Americans, because the people who are on welfare and food stamps get pennies compared to what big corporate America and government workers get. All monetary benefits. And there's making precedents around every corner with tax loopholes and owning all the assets. And the biggest mouths out there, the Hollywoods, the Gates, the big corporations, they are the beneficiaries of the nepotism and the entitlements and the biggest inheritances in the world. And this is why we're losing biologically, chemically, technologically, while being psychologically neutered. We're allowing the elite to poison us against ourselves. And we need a proportionate response to and for the people waking up. I realize in the last year it's been exponential, but the response for speaking up and doing something about it against these elites and the technocracy and the big tech surveillance and censorship has to be done about it, because they're going to use this mail-in voting and rig the whole system. And then there's going to be no credibility and despair. You think despair is bad now? People are losing everything, losing their jobs, losing their way to control their own destiny. I mentioned earlier in the show how in the last month we've had as many suicide attempts as we've had in the last year. You think despair is bad now? We got to stop fighting against each other. Forget about what group you're in. what skin pigmentation shade, what gender you are, what gender you identify as, what who you have sex with, what sexual orientation, what religion you are. They're using it against us to sway public opinion and manufacture perception, especially of pity and guilt. They're rewarding America for mediocrity, and they're insulting the same people. They're insulting your work ethic, your ability, and your intelligence. You've been degraded. You've been disrespected. You don't empower a nation or group by lowering the bars of standards and expectations for your job. This is to make us submissive, to make us infight, to create chaos, to break our will. And that's why there's hardly any opportunity or knowledge or rewards or productivity or innovation available for the little people. The supply chain for everything I just mentioned has been cut off by the same people who are doing treason and sedition and fraud and corruption and racketeering and espionage. Vince, I know I can continue with this rant all day, but I know we're running out of time, so I'll give you a little airtime, buddy.
Well, since you're exposing what's really happening, let's talk about the protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion. It's a book that was published. The Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion. And there are 24 protocols. Number one is the basic doctrine. Number two is economic wars. Number three, methods of conquest. Number four, materialism replacing religion. Number five, despotism of modern progress. Number six is the takeover technique. Number seven is worldwide wars. Number eight, provisional governments. Number nine, re-education. 10, preparing for power. 11, the totalitarian state. 12, control of the press. Let me say it differently. Control of the press. 13, distractions. Let me say it differently. Distractions. Number 14, assault on religion. 15, ruthless suppression. 16, brainwashing. 17, abuse of authority. Abuse of authority. 18, arrest of opponents. 19, rulers and people. 20, financial program. 21, loans and credit. 22, the power of gold.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, a heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So if you go to eBay and you type in Protocols of Zion, that's what I have to type in, Protocols of Zion, you'll find a whole bunch of offerings. And this book was first published in 1897. That's 123 years ago. And it talks about how the Zionists can take over the world. The plan. What do they need to do it? They delineate this. Now, they say this is a work of fiction. I don't think so. I have a copy. I have a real old copy of this particular book. And it's not quite the original, but it might be from the 20s, 1920s. And it talks about what's needed. In order to take over the world, they need to, the Zionists need to control education, finance, media, medicine, government, manufacturing, and more. That's what they need to do. Jumpin' Joe, I heard him say on a video many years ago, it's like, hey, I'm paraphrasing. He said, hey, I'm with you guys. I'm a Zionist. That's what Jumpin' Joe said. He is part of the group of elite who want to run the show. That's what he said. I don't know if it's been deleted or not, but I heard him say it. I saw him say it. Not in person, but in the media. You know, before we got into twisting the media and photoshopping and, you know, those kinds of things. It was before that. Many years ago. So, Rich, any comments about the protocols? Have you read them?
Well, I've read them, and I've read many excerpts on the air from Mark Zelensky, Frankfurt School, Cloward and Piven, the Communist Manifesto. I've read a lot of this stuff on how group identity politics has set the stage for government interventions, confiscation, redistribution of wealth, loss of individual rights. And I know I've mentioned many times before how the left is always calling Trump and us deplorable, irredeemable, patriot nationalists. Nazis. But yet, when you look at the communist, socialist, authoritarian, tyrannical dictatorship, totalitarian, fascist state that we're heading into, when you really look at where, who is producing these strategies and directions, it shows that the people have been duped because the left wants to control the media. They hate citizen journalists because they hate the new media. They hate the alternative media. They hate truth. They don't want facts. They want to keep people dumbed down and believing the narrative. And they want to control the police. That's why they've let Antifa be like pseudo mercenaries on the streets in the blue cities. They want to get rid of due process. And a great example is when they brought out that Blasey Ford. They basically wanted to get rid of due process. And now Brett Kavanaugh, for the rest of his life, will be known as a gang rapist. No evidence, no nothing. Even though every woman but one admitted that they were lying, there isn't even prison for these people.
They want
government schools control the curriculum and not the parents. They want private invasion by police. They want strip searches. They want our lawyers and judges. We've given thousands of examples how they've sold out the little people in the name of justice, and now they're trying to have voter and election fraud by this mail-in voting. I mean, we've gotten to the point where us citizens need to expect the government to work for us and not the way around. And it's not being anti-government. We're just anti-corrupt, manipulative, too big, overspending, incorporated, elite control, anti-constitution government. And that's what Donald Trump has inherited. Now, I don't have a future. I don't have a crystal ball, folks. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm hoping that these declassifications that we've been calling for on this show and many through the alternative media occur. I hope that Barr and Durham get a backbone and are not bought and paid for and stick up for the rule of law and the Constitution. I hope a lot of things. And the next 6 months is going to determine where America goes. We're about to lose our freedoms and our liberties. In the name of every bogus word, where the definitions have been weaponized and taken as tools to delegitimize the whole process of America. And it's going to be very interesting where we're going to go. And I really think the common denominator on the direction we go, Vince, is if people stop being the silent majority and stop thinking America is a spectator sport, and actually start speaking up and doing things, something about it, and reading the Bill of Rights and the Constitution and understanding what their rights are, and putting people's feet to the fire. Vince?
Yeah, and no knock warrants need to stop right now. Those are those warrants where the police bash the door in with guns ready to shoot, and innocent people have been killed by no-knock warrants. It's absolutely outrageous that we allow that. It needs to stop right now. Any representative who says that no-knock warrants are good should be removed from office pronto, right now. Rich Even, thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure, Vince. Thank you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.